today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamu Alaikum, and so welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. We are on a very important day. At first, I have a brief description about this day. Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, was martyred on 21st of Ramadan, 40 AH, by an assassin who mortally wounded the holy Imam, peace be upon him, with a poisoned sword in the mosque at Kufa during morning prayers on 19th of Ramadan, 40 AH. On this sorrowful and sad occasion of the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, we extend our heartfelt condolences to all Muslim Ummah across the world.
Tears scream and voices
today. Thursday is the 19th of Ramadan, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 1st of Ordibehesht, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 21st of April, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Again, we offer our condolences on the martyrdom anniversary of Shia's first Imam, Imam Ali alayhi salam.
His last salat Ali led. Ali was struck on the head. We all shall miss you, oh Haydar. We all shall miss you. After he rose from Sajda, Ali was stuck in Kufa. We all shall miss you, oh Haydar. We all shall miss you. Warrior of Khaybar, our leader Haydar.
Imam Ali and Ibn Muljim. Imam Ali, alayhi salam, was undoubtedly sure that Abdurrahman ibn Muljim would assassinate him. Historicist says that Ibn Muljim came to the Imam and pledged allegiance to him with the others who pledged their allegiance and withdrew from him. Then the Imam called him back and advised him to be trustworthy and to be sure that he was not treacherous and did not break his oath. He did that, promise to keep his word, then he withdrew. A second time, the Imam called him back and asked him to be trustworthy and to be sure that he was not treacherous and did not break his oath. Ibn Muljim said, "By God, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, I have not seen you do this with anyone else except me." However, the Imam refrained from answering him. Then the Imam cited this poetic verse, "I want his friendship and he wants my death. The one who makes excuses to you is one of your bosom friends from the tribe of Murad." Then the Imam continued, "Go, Ibn Muljim. I do not think that you will keep your word. Today is the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Ali, peace be upon him. Dear brothers and sisters, please accept our condolences on this day." Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with the Prophet Muhammad's, the anticipation that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam made with regard to the martyrdom fate of Imam Ali alayhi salam. First of all, it must be indicated that the infallibles in some cases are provided with the divine ability, with the ability granted to them by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be able to anticipate the future. Of course, the anticipation of the future isn't anything, abrupt or anything strange. Based on the indications and, context that they observe, they can anticipate the future of someone or the fate of somebody in the future. One of the cases has been that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam anticipated the martyrdom fate of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Please note carefully that martyrdom is one of the great graces that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may give someone. As such, we find that among the divine prophets, many divine prophets achieved martyrdom, and among the infallible imams, all of the infallible imams achieved martyrdom, particularly Imam Ali alayhi salam and Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. And among the infallible imams, in Islam, we find that Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam is always remembered as the Imam whose fate was nothing but martyrdom. However, back to our mainstream, we find that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made this anticipation regarding Imam Ali alayhi salam's fate. And this anticipation the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made when the first two verses of the Surah Al-Ankabut was revealed unto him. And at that time, Imam Ali alayhi salam asked the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, asked whether it had been decreed to take place at the end of the Battle of Uhud. And he said that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answered that no, because the Battle of Uhud was already over. Then Imam Ali alayhi salam, when assured of his martyrdom fate, thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then Imam Ali alayhi salam indicated that martyrdom shouldn't be endured with, rather martyrdom fate should be thanked and should be praised, should be appreciated, because it's the best type of death. And according to a piece of hadith related by Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansari, who was a confident companion of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and lived long enough to meet the fifth infallible Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave the news of the martyrdom fate to Imam Ali alayhi salam and indicated that he would be martyred by receiving a hard blow on the head.
وكان من صفات أمير المؤمنين سلام الله عليه أنه يقرأ القرآن في كل ليلة يقرأ القرآن في آناء الليل وأطراف النهار قائما ليله عليا دبتنا علي
Imam Ali's last will. When physicians decided that the Imam, peace be upon him, would not survive, the Imam started to say his last will to his sons. I advise you both to fear Allah and that you should not hanker after the pleasures of this world, even though it may run after you. Do not be sorry for anything of this world that you have been denied. Speak the truth and act in expectation for reward. Be an enemy of the oppressor and helper of the oppressed. I advise you both and all my children and members of my family and everyone whom my writing reaches to fear Allah, to keep your affairs in order and to maintain good relations among yourselves, for I have heard your grandfather, the Holy Prophet, saying, improvement of mutual differences is better than general prayers and fasting.
Meditation in God is my capital. Reason and sound logic are the root of my existence. Love is the foundation of my existence. Enthusiasm is the vehicle for my life. Contemplation of Allah is my companion. Faith is the source of my power. Sorrow is my friend. Knowledge is my weapon. Patience is my clothing and virtue. Submission to the divine will is my pride. Truth is my salvation. Worship is my habit. And in prayer lies the coolness of my eyes and my peace of mind.
Victorious of the Imam. A group of Imam's companions came to visit him at the final hours of his lifetime. Habib ibn Amr had the honor to see the Imam. He gently said in his presence, "Your wound is not deadly. You will recover health." The Imam, however, answered, "O Habib, I will very soon depart from you." These words astounded Habib, who could not stop weeping upon hearing these words from her father. Lady Umm Kulthum wept heavily. The Imam, addressing her, asked, "What for are you weeping?" She answered, "How cannot I weep while I have heard you saying that you would very soon leave us?" The Imam, peace be upon him, said, "O daughter, do not weep. By Allah, if you can only see what your father can see right now." "O leader of the believers, what can you see now?" asked Habib. The Imam answered, "O Habib, I can see the angels of the heavens and the prophets standing on their feet, one after another, to receive me. I can also see my dear brother Muhammad sitting near me and saying, 'Come to us,' because what you will experience is better than what you are now in."
See and analyze, why is it that Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam was the object of so much hatred and enmity from those people during his lifetime? We see that these people actually had a problem not with Ali ibn Abi Talib as a person. They had a problem with Islam, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. The reason why they hated the Imam alayhi salam is because of their hatred for truth. Because wherever Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam went, he would remind them of the truth. His presence, his mere presence, always reminded them of what they should do and what they should don't. And that makes some people uncomfortable. We've seen this in our societies, right? I know some people, they avoid being around certain pious individuals because that does not make them comfortable. Because that God-fearing person will remind you of your own duties, will make you ashamed, even if he doesn't say anything. His mere good behavior makes you ashamed of your bad behavior. So that's why you're not comfortable being around that person. These people were not comfortable being around Ali ibn Abi Talib because he was the symbol of truth. And that is why Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam is the symbol of truth, because he represents the religion of Islam. And the hatred towards Ali ibn Abi Talib is actually towards Islam.
Dear brothers and sisters, on the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, we extend our condolences to all Muslim brothers and sisters, especially Shia ones. We leave you in Allah's protection and fi amanillah.
Fustu wa Rabbil Ka'bah.